Got this look in his eye. I knew something was going to happen.
An abusive encounter.
He strangled me. He put his knee into my neck. My eyes were bulging.
But conflicting information.
The police report says that I was not there.
My blood vessels in my eyes were all red.
That doesn't mean I was there.
Leaves more questions.
Why did you stay with him?
You're not getting the full story here.
I have a lot of trouble believing a lot of what you're telling me anyway.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 49-year-old Sonia Overbaugh is suing her ex-boyfriend, 35-year-old Sean Seneca, for the balance on their engagement rings, damage to their apartment, and an assault.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 478 on the calendar in the matter of Overbaugh versus Seneca.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. And let's see.
Miss Overbaugh, the defendant was your fiancé for a while. You were together for a period of time. You have what I gather are three separate claims. First, you claim that he purchased some engagement rings. You put them on your credit card. The understanding was that he would pay them off.
Correct.
Engagement is over. You want him to pay off the credit card. Let's deal with that first.
Okay.
Where are the rings?
I sold them.
Then you can't get money from him.
I had to sell them so that
I don't care what the reason was that you sold them.
I had to pay the minimum balance on my credit card, so I had to. And that was the only way that I could do that.
Then you should have sued him before.
I tried to ask.
It's very, very simple. You can't ask him to pay for the credit card when you sold the rings. If he had agreed to pay for the rings and you gave him back the rings, then you can sue him, and if I find that he agreed to pay for them, I will order him to pay for them. And he can sell them, see how much he can get for them. He can keep them. He can do what he wants to do with them. But you cannot sell the rings and then ask him to pay the credit card.
I tried my hardest to give him the rings so that he could sell them.
That's not true. You never tried.
Just a second. All you had to do was give them back to him, file a small claims case. Instead, you sold them.
I tried to give them back to him.
I can't help you. If you had the rings with you, and he says that he said he would pay for the rings.
I said I'd pay for them if we used them in our wedding.
Well, that's what the contract was. But the contract is over. You still have to pay for the rings if you have them back. It would be like if you bought her an engagement ring on your credit card, gave her the ring, I would direct her to give you the ring back, and you would continue to pay for it, or sell it, or do whatever you want for it. Miss Overbaugh thinks that she can have both things. Selling the rings, getting the money, and then having you pay for the credit card. Courts don't work that way. Next thing you're suing for is for an assault. An assault that took place on October, according to your papers, 7th of 2010. Is that correct?
The strangulation was October 14th. Actually, for two, September 1st and October 14th.
No, it's not what you have in your complaint. If somebody assaulted me, I would know the dates of the assault. The assault, you say, occurred on October 7th.
I would think if somebody assaulted you, there'd also be criminal charges.
They're pending.
Miss Overbaugh, listen to me carefully. If I were assaulted, I would know what date it was.
I'm nervous. I apologize.
You wrote in your complaint October 7th. Now you tell me it was October 14th.
It is October 14th, and I do have the report here.
Give it to me, please. Would you hand this to her, please? Thank you. That's your complaint. Well, this is on October 14th. This was a domestic dispute. Police responded on the 14th.
Yes.
You were drunk.
I wasn't there.
What's your last name?
Seneca.
That would be you.
That doesn't mean I was there.
You're an idiot.
No, yeah.
You're an idiot.
No, ma'am, I wasn't there.
You're an idiot. I mean, somebody pretended to be you when they arrived.
No, Your Honor, the police report does not have me being there. The police report says that they showed up and I was not there.
Personal description of you, Sean Seneca, driver's license, domestic dispute, appearance, drunk.
On October 14th? No. Nope, the only time I was there when the police showed up was last year on Christmas.
I would stop drinking if I were you, Mr. Seneca.
I have.
Well, that's a very good idea, because back in October, you didn't know where you were.
No, I know where I was.
No, you didn't know where you were, sir. Uncross your hands. Did you press charges on him on that date?
Not that day, but...
That's what I want to know. Police came out. You said that he had assaulted you with his hands and feet. That's what you said to the police. Hand, feet, body, weapon used.
His knee.
That's what you said. Police don't say that you were drunk. Injury type apparent, minor injury. Speech normal. Okay, very good. So then after this thing on October 14th, you continue to live with him. That would be a yes or a no.
Yes, for Your a brief Honor. Time.
I didn't ask you to stand up.
I didn't ask you to stand up.
After October 14th, you continue to live with him or not?
Yes, for a brief time.
Right. And you continue to live as a couple?
No.
You mean you didn't share a room?
No.
After October 14th? Is that what you're telling me?
For one day. I asked him to leave. Because after this assault, I couldn't take it anymore. I was done.
All I asked you was a very simple thing.
It was a very short.
Very simple.
Okay.
You stayed together as a couple after what apparently is October 14th, not October 7th, when the police were called and he was drunk. And he acknowledges he has a drinking problem or had a drinking problem. The next thing you want is compensation for assault. If you stayed with him after October 14th, that assault was forgiven. You neither press charges nor separate from him.
Your Honor, now, we were actually a couple.
Listen
to me. We did not.
Listen to me carefully. The next assault was when?
That was the last assault. That's when I had had it. I was
then
done with it.
Why with would him. You tell me that you went back to the police for a supplemental statement on November 23rd? If October 14th was the last assault, and you didn't press charges.
He had a court date on October 20th for a probation violation, and that's when I went to his court date to show them what had happened because of this assault. I had my blood vessels in my eyes were all red, and so I just
no,
went to
no, 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 no. That didn't happen because of what happened on October 14th.
Oh, yes, it did.
Well, not
Absolutely.
According to the police.
That's exactly what happened. He strangled me. He put his knee into my neck, and my eyes were bulging out of my...
Then why did you stay with him?
I didn't stay with him. He left and went to his mother's for like 2-3 days after that. He left right away and wasn't home for days. When he came back, I told him right when he came back that I did not want anything to do with him at this point. You almost killed me, I'm saying to him. I said, I can't stand this anymore. Oh my God. I mean, for he tried to...
Just a second. So what happened?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
We didn't live together after that. I couldn't stand it. I was done.
And Mr. Seneca?
Yes, we lived together for at least a week after that.
No,
until the fighting got to me and I moved out.
That's not true.
Sonia Overbaugh says ex-boyfriend Sean Seneca owes for the balance on their engagement rings and damage to their apartment caused by an assault. Sean is countersuing for the return of electronic equipment.
Okay, so what happened?
He was drinking and he got this look in his eye. I knew something was going to happen. So he ended up going upstairs to a friend's house and I went into the bathroom to take a bath. I wanted just to relax. And while he was gone and before I went into the bathroom, I had put a light bench in front of the door so that I would know when he would come back while I'm in the bathroom. I would hear him open the door. So he eventually did come back and...
How did he get in?
It was in our apartment and he just walked in. This was before the incident, before he strangled me and everything. I'm telling you what happened.
I'm not talking about before, madam. I'm talking about afterwards.
Oh, afterwards
I'm making myself very clear. At any time after this incident, did Mr. Seneca and you share a residence? No, Mr. Seneca. Don't look at her. She's going to tell me.
I'm going to say no because we didn't live together after that. I couldn't stand it. I was done.
And Mr. Seneca?
Yes, we lived together for at least a week after that.
No,
until
that's...
the fighting got to me and I moved out.
That's not true at all.
Now you can stand up. You want to tell me who you are?
I'm her daughter, Leah Overbaugh. She came to my house because she called me after that incident and she
what
was
incident?
The mess. When he strangled her.
Yes.
And she called me and she was a mess, so I went over there to help my mom and I brought her back to my place.
Yes.
So I could just get her out of the situation
yes.
like, right away.
And?
And then he left. There was no week that he was living there.
He did live there.
No, he lived there. But after the incident, he left. And that was the final straw.
No, that was after a different incident that I left.
Sit down. All right, let's get to the last part of your lawsuit, please. Last part of the lawsuit claims that he did some damage to the apartment. Did you do some damage?
No, I didn't, Your Honor, but that charge surprises me because I paid the security deposit for the apartment anyways. So I don't see what her point was, even if I had damaged it. But
well,
no, I didn't.
Tell me what the damage was to the apartment.
When he put my head through the wall during that last incident, I tried running out of the apartment, and he caught me before I could get out, and we struggled by the door, and that's when that happened.
Did it's the police true. Arrest him when he came that night?
No.
Did you tell them that you were strangled and that you're...
He was gone. He left before they got there.
Where did he go?
I don't know. He ran out.
Where do you think
when
he
I was
went?
Screaming for help.
Okay. You want to tell me what kind of damage you claimed that he did to the house?
There's a great big hole in the wall.
Are you still living in the apartment?
No.
You moved out when?
January 16th.
They kept the security deposit?
Yes.
How much?
$300.
Who put the security deposit down?
He did.
You have a statement from the landlord?
I do not.
Well, then what do you want for the damage to the apartment?
The second incident prior to the October in September, he busted glasses and...
Miss Overba, it's over. This is not going to be a moneymaker for you today. Then you shouldn't have sold the rings, which I'm going to tell you, Miss Overba, I don't believe you sold anyway.
I have proof that I did.
No, I don't believe that you sold them anyway.
I have proof. I have...
Who did you sell them to? Very easy. Who did you sell them to?
I don't remember her name.
Miss Overba, I don't believe you sold the rings. I have a lot of trouble believing a lot of what you're telling me anyway. But I don't believe that you sold the rings. I believe that you knew that if you came here today, I would direct that he pay the credit card, but you would have to return the rings to him, and you didn't want to do that. So you said that you would sell them. Not interested.
It's notarized.
Not interested.
It's actually notarized.
Not interested. All a notarized statement says that the notary is taking the person's signature. Doesn't say that what's contained in that is true. Now, if he wanted to sell the rings for $1,000, he could have sold them for $1,000. Maybe he could have gotten $1,500 for the rings. How much were the rings?
$4,700.
Well, maybe he could have gotten half. It would have cut his losses in half. You took that option away from him when you didn't bring the rings here today. Put your hand down. You took that option away from him. And you can't come to court because that's what really this case is all about. You want the money for the rings because you want that off your credit. Then you should have brought the rings to court today. You outsmarted yourself.
The payments.
Now, you want to tell me about these television sets? That's your counterclaim?
Yes, Your Honor. When we first got together, I had bought a...
And what year was that?
2006 or 7.
Not interested.
Okay.
Not interested. Couldn't care less.
Okay.
Bring me up to date. 2010.
I bought two TVs to replace the TVs that she had broken. She stole one of them during our separation of property when I went to pick up my property in, I think it was January 16th from the apartment. She stole one of them saying that she was holding on to it until my mother gave her back some cabinet that my mother had of hers. Well, she can deal with my mother on that. That has nothing to do with my TV that
Who are you living with now?
I live alone.
And where does your mother live?
She lives in the same house that she always has.
Next door to him. He lives in his mother's house. Sorry.
You're not over it yet.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
They were loud, and he had her by the arms and was shaking her. And just before I got in the car, I heard a loud crack and looked over, and the window was cracked from top to bottom.
Sonia Overbaugh says ex-boyfriend Sean Seneca owes for the balance on their engagement rings and damage to their apartment caused by an assault. Sean is countersuing for the return of electronic equipment.
Miss Overbaugh, do you have his TV?
Yes, I do. He has thousands and thousands of dollars of my property that he did not give back to me during the exchange.
Just a second. I don't see any of that here. I don't see thousands of dollars worth of property. I don't see any property that you asked for. So you have to return his television set within 5 days.
I also have two other items that she didn't return to me. It's a set of computer speakers for $100 and a... set of cordless headphones for $200.
Do you have those two items?
I do. He gave me two lists at two different times. This is the first list. This is the second. He kept adding things on. He's
no,
just adding.
Listen. Hey,
He's just adding things on to be petty.
Listen to me.
You're not getting the full story here.
Miss Overbaugh, listen to me very carefully. Your problem was you tried to outsmart yourself today in court. Let's start with outsmarting yourself because you wrote in your complaint that you sold $4,500 rings for $1,000.
It's better than what I'm speaking.
And just for my own information, on what date do you allege that you sold the rings? Month and year?
I have the statements right
just
here.
Just tell me month and year. You would know when you sold
February 12th.
February 12th.
I was told to sell.
February 12th of what year?
This year.
So a couple of days before you came to court, you decided to sell the rings.
It was Your case is dismissed.
Your case is dismissed. Return the television set. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
He's an abusive man. I got tired of it.
She wanted money, and she probably also wanted to keep me in her life.
I'm done. I'm done.
She's been calling me constantly since we've broken up, and I keep telling her to go away.
He beat my mom and get away with it.
He tried to kill me. That would be the reason for anybody to go to jail.
It's lies. And if, you know, if it was true, I'd have criminal charges. I'd be in jail.
His drinking. It's like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Both of our drinking played a part in our fights, but I have quit drinking, and I think she probably needs to, too.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Zelina versus Sosnowski. Step forward, please.
Bar owner Natalie Zelina is suing 25-year-old Scott Sosnowski for breaking the window to her establishment when he leaned up against it.
Miss Zelina, it is your claim that the defendant is responsible for the broken window of your store.
Bar.
The defendant says that despite the fact that he did have some to drink, a little more than some, and he did, in fact, hug his girlfriend and perhaps press her up against the window of the bar. He couldn't have broken it. It must have been either someone else or it must have been placed in its frame inartfully, and it's not his fault. When did this incident happen?
Friday morning, December 4th, about 2:30 in the morning.
Do you have a witness who saw it?
I do, yes.
Tell me your name.
James Clark.
Do you work in the bar?
I do.
In what capacity?
I'm the cook.
Did you see what happened with the window?
I did. I had just gotten off work, and I was getting into my car, and there was the defendant, four other people, I believe, and they were loud, boisterous, having a good time, and it looked like they were play, and he had her by the arms and was shaking her.
Had who by the arm?
The blonde girl. I didn't see her face. She had her back to me. From my angle. And they were shaking, and just before I got in the car, I heard a loud crack and looked over, and the window was cracked from top to bottom. So I walked over to the defendant. I'm like, excuse me, you just broke my window. And he was like, no, he didn't. And they all started giggling and ran up the steps to the apartment that they were going to.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
How old are you?
25.
You drink too much?
No, I do not.
You work?
Yes, I do.
For whom?
T-Mobile.
You were out partying on December 4th?
December 4th, with Tanya Smith for her birthday.
Mm-hmm. Go.
Go, okay. Well, basically, my problem is that I guess he said shaking, but I was going to grab her and hold her, and we were drinking and having a good time, and we leaned up against the window, put my arms around her, not forcefully. The window cracks from top to bottom.
Good. How much was the window?
$728 total.
Can I see the bill? Yeah? What?
Quick, can I show you something?
What?
Some evidence.
What is it going to show me?
It's going to show you a picture of the window with the door that slams into the window frame, and it takes a beating, and I just feel that the window frame has already had some stress cracks or was already cracked before we leaned up against it.
No, that's not already
cracked. Just one second.
Might I add it's an old building?
Just one second.
Sorry.
You have an engineering degree?
No.
You bumped up against the window. You were drunk. You broke the window. You have to pay for it. $728 judgment for the plaintiff. Goodbye.
Parties are excused. They step out. Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He
went to grab me, and we didn't crack the window.
I said, hey, wait, you broke my window, and they laughed right upstairs.
I don't even remember it being cracked.
They called the police just so they could try to get something settled.
And they wouldn't come out, and the police no one in and got him.
The police actually tackled me to the ground inside a private apartment.
Mostly because of the intoxication involved.
They said, I have been having a little too much to drink, and I refuse to step outside.
Separating from the rest of the group, he admitted to it.
They took advantage of the situation, stepped inside the apartment, tackled me to the ground, took me outside to talk to Natalie.
Natty called him the next following days, said he would pay, didn't.
Scott believed it was too much, so he didn't want to pay for it, so he wanted to go to court.
It's a bar, you should have insurance.
I do have insurance, and the deductible was higher.
Definitely an accident, there was no horseplay involved.
They should own up to what they've done and just take responsibility for it.
Of course I feel bad, but I don't feel like it was our responsibility to pay for it.